Howdy, folks. Stan the Joke Man here. We're going to start the show a little bit different today. I just want to give you some helpful advice. If you're at a party and the police show up, or if you're anywhere and the police show up, when the police show up, they are in charge. You're not the boss. They've been called for a reason, and they got to sort shit out. So until that moment arrives, it's really in your best interest to shut the fuck up. Do as you're told, because anything you do on your own, guaranteed, it's just going to make it worse, especially if you're old and shit-faced. That's right, up in Ohio over the weekend, this nice lady not only got her ass arrested in her own fucking front yard for being a drunk bitch, but then she proceeded to eat her own lawn. Okay.
Now why? I want you to tell me why.
You're under arrest for domestic violence. Turn
for what now?
Turn around. Put your hands behind your back. Put your hands behind your back.
Ow! Hurting me. Don't hurt me. Please don't fucking hurt me, bitch. Please, I want to bite you, asshole, motherfucker. Don't hurt me.
You can't threaten to bite people and kick them and yell at them and fight with them and then claim that they're hurting you?
Don't hurt me. I knew you were going to take me. Don't
what?
Hurt me. You're hurting me.
Oh, resorted to spitting now, have we? Somebody get the spit mask. There's another week in jail.
No, I'm not. Liar.
Now you're getting more charges.
No, I'm not. I know. Once
resisting arrest.
God bless you, sir. I love you.
They love you, too. It's about that time that real nice lady figured out, hey, they can't arrest me or charge me for assaulting my own lawn, so she ate it.
Stand up.
Am I hurting?
Spit the grass out.
Why? I don't want to.
That adult white American woman stood there with a mouthful of dirt and grass in her mouth and refused to spit it out. Be careful, officer. That may very well be her legal representation and her only family member. Could be another assault charge.
Spit the grass out.
Why?
Because it's disgusting.
You hurt my helmet.
We don't need it in the car.
I don't want to be there with you.
Spit the grass
no.
out.
No. And where is Mr. Garza?
You can keep me out, though.
Who is Mr. Garza?
Do you have anything on you?
No. Well,
is that in the Miranda
Grass? And where is Mr. Garza?
Spit the grass out.
No, and where is Mr. Garza?
Stop talking with your mouth, fool.
Spit the grass out.
Take it out.
Been seeing each other.
Spit the grass out, man.
All right, take it out.
I think the blades of grass.
Spit the grass out.
Take it out.
I think the fucking grass is your only friend,
man. I won't bite you.
You ain't bite me, bitch.
Thanks.
You want to get more
charges? Sounds like a good promise.
It's grass.
Come on. Spit the grass out. Let's go.
Spit it out.
I hate my husband. Please help me.
Spit the grass out.
I'll burp you.
Come on. Let's go. Spit it out.
No. I hate my
husband.
The grown white woman. Drunk as a skunk.
Help me!
Does that taste good?
It's like Olive Garden.
Help me!
Some breadsticks.
Help me!
Hear your family.
Why did you eat grass?
Because my husband's fucking with me.
Are you going to spit it out or do you want to leave it in your mouth?
I want to leave it.
Yeah, okay. You know, you ate the part with the dog shit on it.
No, I want you to take it out.
That's it.
Hold on, I'll burp you. There you go.
I don't have anything anyhow.
Yeah, we got it.
Crazy old lady drunk off her silly ass. She fought the law and lost, and she ate some grass. Oh, it's hard for me to speak. So I took a massive leak and watched her eat it. Watched her eat it. Cops tried to calm her down, she fought a little bit. Then dined on her lawn, dog just took a shit. Yeah, it's hard for me to say why she's that damn hungry. But watched her eat it. Watched her eat it. Watched her eat it. Eat it with me and the dog secreted. Show me how crunchy, show me those pearly whites. Now green and yellow, brush your teeth, you might just eat it. Just eat it. Just eat it. Just eat it.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Hey everybody, Stan the Joke Man here. Yeah, I used to smoke crack. Also drank profusely for about 30 years. Then I started smoking weed more. Smoking weed, that was the route for me. Fuck yeah, I'm so glad they legalized it. Well, I quit drinking. I quit smoking crack. I won't take pharmaceutical pills. And I won't huff pain anymore or sniff model glue. But I had to get my high. I turned to Fire Meds Cannabis, Henrietta, Oklahoma. That's right. I'm old school, not real big on plant growth regulators and shit that most growers use. That's why I like Fire Meds.
All their wheat is grown in living soil, folks. It's clean weed.
Clean as Irish smoke.
Furthermore, it's good weed. Good old-fashioned stoned. I love marijuana purchases at FireMeds Cannabis, Henrietta Stillwell. Check out their menu on leafly.com. Place your order ahead of time. Pull up to the drive-thru window there in Henrietta. They'll have your order packaged and ready and waiting on you.
I'm packaged.
That's right. The hippies killed Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and kept weed illegal forever. Well, guess what? The hippie kids are in charge now. Fucking A, weed's legal, and we now have drive-thru windows for it. So go fuck yourself, hippies. FireMeds Cannabis, Henrietta Stillwell. Howdy, folks. Welcome to the Stan the Joke Man Show. Stan the Joke Man talking. I know we've already done that, but I figured I'd do it again since we haven't really dove into anything yet. Hope you fine folks around the world who are listening to this show had a great weekend. Selfishly, I didn't look at too much news over the weekend, I have to admit. Wife and I hung out, of course. You know, like I said, I took some of my free play money to one of the area casinos. I did pretty good at the tables. Come home, about $600 to the good. And listen, I could have done better, but the second I feel the seat going cold, I am gone. I ain't just going to keep throwing money down. Nope. I was at a hot seat. I got up, and then I got out. Yeah, going to use the extra money to buy a new deep freeze. As I get older, that's how I look at it. You know, I was in my 30s one time. I walked into a casino, put a $20 bill on a quarter machine, hit $300. First fucking spin. Cashed out and walked out. For the record, it was the first time I'd ever walked out. And when I was driving down the road, and I'd stop by the grocery store and got that new cutting board and all them groceries, and I had money in the pocket, I was like, fuck yeah. Well, isn't that self-discipline shit really starts kicking in? And you start paying attention to the numbers a little better, see? People freak out when they see me put a $100 bet on a long shot. Yes, I've thrown a $100 chip on midnight on the craps table. I've put a $100 chip on trips and hit them both. Trips was a full house, and that midnight I wasn't shooting, but the drunk old fucker on the other end of the table was shooting, and when he rolled it, nobody could believe it. Paid for the entire vacation. No, I didn't do that with my money. You think I'm fucking stupid? You never do that with your money. You do that with the casino's money. That takes balls if it's your money, because you're going to fuck up the whole vacation, stupid. What am I babbling about? Oh, yeah. Happy Monday. What did our presidential candidates do over the weekend? Well, the actual president of America, United States of America, that would be President Joe Biden, of course, he picked up the phone and called the newly elected British Prime Minister over there in the UK. That'd be Keir Starmer.
Congratulations, what a hell of a victory. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's been a long night and day. I've been busy appointing my cabinet during the course of this afternoon. So thank you very much for your congratulations. And fortuitously, we will see each other next week. I'm very much looking forward to seeing you in Washington and having the opportunity, obviously, to sit down properly.
I'm looking forward to it as well. There's no doubt under your leadership. Our two countries are going to continue our special relationship. We're working together just about every issue, supporting Ukraine, managing the competition with China, advancing cooperation in the Indo-Pacific.
That's what a leader does. He leads. And believe you me, all weekend, President Joe Biden was working, doing his job as he always does, which explains why he's always so fucking tired. Meanwhile, shit for brains is out there with his fucking brown shirt minions like Ted Nugent attacking this country and our allies.
I want my money back. I didn't authorize any money to Ukraine to some homosexual weirdo. I want my money back.
Not a peep from CNN, MSNBC, Fox, Newsmax, or any of those outlets. You know why? Because the owners all contribute to Donald Trump. Yeah, even MSNBC. How do you think those propagandists make their money? by manipulation, chaos, lies, false bravado, mixing half-truths with lies. You notice how they're all on TV going after Joe Biden as though he's the fucking criminal? As though he's the one that's done something wrong and not attacked this country and sold out Ukraine to Russia?
Jackbooted thugs by Uncle Sam who defy their oath to the Constitution and arrest Americans and do not allow them constitutional rights. A moment of silence for the political prisoners in the gulags of Washington, D.C.
Face of MAGA.
Because of jackbooted thugs in our own government.
Never served his country, never did a fucking thing for it. Ted Nugent.
I'm a guitar player. I have a couple demands. Secure my border!
Well, you better vote for Joe Biden because they had the bill all laid out before Donald Trump called Mighty Mouse Mike Johnson and told him to kill it.
I have a couple really good ideas. Give me my tax dollars back. I didn't authorize killing babies at Planned Parenthood. I want my tax dollars back.
Easiest, cheapest road they could possibly take for the cheapest applause. Heroes come cheap.
The District Attorney of New York, under the auspices and direction of the Department of Injustice in Washington, D.C., was investigating me for something that is not a crime, not a misdemeanor, not an affair. I never liked horse face. It's just not. It's terrible for me.
Boy, all that contempt he has for women. Meanwhile, the brood mares stand out there in the audience pissing in funnels and degrading themselves. It's sickening. Of course, they promised Roseanne Barr lots of pills and drugs, and she come outside wearing her 4th of July clothes, I guess, to try to prove her patriotism.
Voice from our collective voice, our government of we the people, of the people, by the people, for the people, is also a terrorist.
That's right, Roseanne Barr. American democracy is a terrorist. You and Donald Trump are the ones of levity, right?
And if they're an American citizen, they are a traitor. They made the decision that we the people no longer have a right to govern ourselves. I'm a proud digital soldier, Proxmanian, and January 6, 2021, inmate number 376303. I was given the max sentence of 180 days for unlawful entry public. I served 161 days in Washington, D.C. Correctional Treatment Facility, a.k.a. jail, from 30 September 22 through 9 March 23. We the people are ready to fight.
The typical Republican Trump supporter. Get them out of rehab, liquor them up, and yeah, they're ready to fight again. Hey, bitch, get your stupid drunk ass out from front of those worldwide television cameras. The face of the Republican Party. You do not represent America. You sure as fuck don't represent me. Shut up.
Diamonds are coal under pressure. Be the diamond and never let anyone or anything dull your shine. Shine like the brightest star you are. The best is yet to come. Justice will be served. Where we go one, we go all, is how we make tyranny fall. Patriots, it's time to stand tall. We're ready to fight. We're ready to fight. It's come time for us to fight for the U.S. of A. To show those terrorists that they will pay.
That's right. That's the rhetoric the Republican Party is spewing now. Anyone who dares uphold American law is an enemy to the country. According to Donald Trump, whereas new skyscrapers being built in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Notice the media hadn't said a fucking thing about it. Not a thing. Because they're all in on it, folks, and they're all getting rewarded handsomely. Your country is under attack. Pull your head out of your ass, please. Joe Biden spent the weekend with the troops, shaking hands, having lunch with them, talking to them, making phone calls, working with world leaders. Well, Trump did one thing, sit out there with all his brown shirt minions attacking America and this democracy.
As we celebrate America's birthday, we remember 1776 and the commemoration of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence, a document you'll find and be able to read very easily in this special God Bless the USA Bible. The Declaration of Independence is here, along with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution.
Yeah, Donald Trump is peddling his Bible again, folks. That's right. He's peddling his whore Bible again. And I call it a whore Bible because he has spit all over the Holy Bible with symbols and literature that does not belong in it. He's defaced and desecrated the Bible for a price. He's truly the wicked.
It's a Bible that I encourage you to have in your home. I have it. A lot of my friends have it. And we all cherish it.
Follow your false idol. Go right ahead. You just remember, folks, your excuses. And I'm talking to the churches out there who have been chanting bullshit and cursing, allowing Donald Trump to come in and raise money. Yeah, from your collection plates. How dare you! How dare you? Because I can back my shit up. Your excuses, false prophets, will not be accepted. You dig? You better. Because your soul is on the line. And those that you've misled, you're responsible for! How dare you? How dare you? I will not hear your excuses and your lies. It's inexcusable. Unacceptable. You better make things right now. You better start walking straight now. You have next to no time left. Not that you ever did, because you shouldn't have gone there in the first fucking place. Shame on you.
I'd like to wish everybody a very happy 4th of July. Independence is a beautiful word here in America, and one we should be dedicated to keeping in this great, great...
There he goes double talking again. Independent, he says, as long as you're not a woman, a minority, yeah, Democrat, an atheist, yeah, if you're born incorrectly, transgender, no independence for you either. Meanwhile, the president of the United States, Joe Biden, asked America in his speech what America wants this year.
All those who served as members of the military were heroes, genuine heroes, heroes for freedom, democracy, and America. Look, now decades later, we have to look at ourselves and ask the question, will we stand for freedom again? We stand for democracy. Will we stand together as Americans? I believe we will and we can.
Well, we will if the fit-throwing brats finally realize they're not going to have their tantrum thrown away. The answer is no, Mr. President. Meanwhile, the criminal rapist was out on the golf course running down the American president and America.
Oh, how did I do with the debate the other night?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Amazing. That old broken down pile of crap.
Yeah.
It's a bad guy. He just quit, you know. He's quitting the race.
Is that right?
Yep. I got him out of the race. And that means we have Kamala. I think she's going to be better. She's so bad. She's so pathetic.
Did you hear that, folks? Old Donald Trump, he planned on Joe Biden quitting this weekend. He planned on it because all of the heads of MSNBC, CNN, Fox, Newsmax, they all called him. They said, well, we're putting our guys on it. And, yeah, they're going to talk about how Joe Biden, that's going to be their leading story every fucking hour. And all weekend we got beat over the head with what? How Joe Biden should quit.
Why would he when he's winning?
Like I said, folks, United States of America is under attack. It's not really from poor boy, stupid-ass Republicans, and it's not really from the most liberal hippie. It's from the elitist wealthy, and they're playing your stupid asses like a violin. That's why I beg my friends to stop fucking listening to them. Start reading and doing some thinking for your fucking self. If you read between the lines, you really see the whole story. You're getting played by wealthy motherfuckers. Yeah. President Joe Biden is the man. We're banding together. They see it, and you bet, being that we're more powerful than they are, scares the fuck out of them. That's why they're playing this card. They want Kamala in there because they think they can beat her. According to Donald Trump, she's a fucking bitch.
She's so bad. She's so pathetic.
It's so amazing.
She's just so fucking bad. So
I just can't imagine.
But can you imagine that guy with dealing with Putin and the president of China, who's a fierce person? He's a fierce man.
Right.
Very tough guy.
Yeah, we know all about it, chicken shit. Vladimir Putin ran all over you. You sided up with him against America in Helsinki.
He's intimidated.
And then you sold out our ally, Ukraine. You're going to answer for that chicken shit and every Republican that's climbed on board with you. Speaking of crooked, dishonorable Republicans, Trump appointed rookie, 3-year on the federal bench, Colombian-born Judge Eileen Cannon. Well, she continues to scoff the idea that she should gag Donald Trump from threatening innocent people for prosecuting him and upholding the law in Florida. Jack Smith, of course, has filed another motion pleading for her to put an end to this shit, stating there's thus overwhelming evidence that when Trump holds up public servants for sustained inflammatory attacks, a predictable torrent of threats of retribution and violence follows. Donald Trump is well aware of this dynamic, and it's been the subject of extensive litigation, court findings, and reporting. The only reasonable interference with Trump has made no effort to dispel is that he welcomes and encourages the threats that some of his followers inevitably visit on those whom he targets. And I'm paraphrasing, but the court order basically fucking means is Donald Trump won't shut up. Every time he's out there lying on people, people take this stuff seriously and people are getting attacked and threatened. It's only a matter of time for somebody gets killed. Would you please put an end to this, Eileen Cannon, so we can uphold the integrity of these courtroom proceedings? You think MAGA's going to have that? Fuck no. Over and over, dishonorable Judge Eileen Cannon scoffs at the threats. Yeah, not a big deal, she says. She's flat out denied them motions, and, well, she's now working with Clarence Thomas. Like I said, they're putting Jack Smith on trial for simply doing his job, upholding the law. Supreme Court Justice is taking a back seat on this one with Eileen Cannon to keep an eye on her driving as she now puts Jack Smith on trial for daring do his job and uphold American law. Clarence is saying Jack Smith shouldn't even be there and this whole thing should just be thrown out as he takes his Cartier and his Gucci handbags for his grunting whore walrus bitch Jenny and flies her off to Monaco. I'll bet my brother Masons are just rolling over in their grave right now. You're the disgrace, the largest disgrace in the history of America, all of you. Republicans are shit. America's under attack, folks, and as you can see, innocent people are being attacked, abandoned by the American courts and the American law, and the tyrants are allowed to lie and have you killed. You have the red-blooded American right to defend yourself. Roger up, folks, and defend your families. I took a vow and I promised God Almighty, which is even more important, that I would protect him. And if Donald Trump is out there lying on my wife, I would silence Donald Trump for sure. If the courts are going to fail me and abandon me because they were crooked too, Eileen Cannon, I might silence them both. Protect your families. Protect your innocent families, especially your children, from these devils. Because if you don't, you'll answer for it. These are not good people. They are not Christian people. I don't care how thick their wallet is. They're not even smart. They're wicked. And they cannot be trusted.
You got mail.
You got mail.
You got mail. I got crabs.
That's right, folks. You can reach me, Stan the Joke Man, Stan the Joke Man Show, right at TickTurd, TickTurd, at yahoo.com. I'm happy to answer your letters. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not smart either. I've been struck in the head enough that I just got a different way of looking at things. Dear Stan, my daughter's biological mother told her I'm not her real mom. Well, she had to find out sometime. And she ain't lying, right? Yeah. So what's this letter about? Dear Stan, we adopted our daughter Opal. The age of 2, she is now 6. Opal lived with us off and on as a newborn, but by age 1, she lived permanently with us. We live in a small community, so everyone knows everyone. Opal lived with her biological mom prior to adoption. We tried to allow interaction between them, you know, with certain rules in place. However, Opal was recently permitted to spend 2 hours with her biological mom at a party for a sibling. Oh, so you're a foster parent. I see. You didn't adopt her. You're a foster parent? So which is it? Are you the legal guardian or not? Forgive me. I don't understand how the shit works. If you're the legal adoptive parents, what is she doing going back and forth with visitation rights to biological mom? What is that about? Opal asked to come back home, so she was dropped off. I later found out her biological mom told her she gave birth to her, so she is her real mother. We never hid the adoption from Opal. We speak about it in a way that, you know, isn't negative or hurtful. Since this happened, though, Opal has reverted to being clingy and wakes up with that conversation on her mind. How do I address this with her bio mom and with our daughter, Mama in Kentucky? She's six, you fucking assholes! Six! What the fuck makes you think a six-year-old child has the mental ability, capacity, range to be able to absorb such things? Why would you do that to that child? Might I tell you why? And I'm talking to the biological mother and the foster parent. You've done it all to serve your fucking self. You did it all to serve your fucking self. Who gives a fuck what you think is right? You do what's right by the child. I am glad her biological mom is in her life. But this passing back and forth shit confuses the hell out of me. How is the court, how are psychiatrists, child psychologists allowing this shit to carry on? Why hasn't CASA stepped in? You guys are fucking this kid up! I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the foster parents and adoptive parents. But let's pick a side and stay there when a child is that young in the developmental years. They can't think straight that fucking young. They don't know what's going on. They're totally confused. Totally confused. And when you're the only thing they can count on, and now you're turning on them and confusing them and scaring them too, they've got nobody. They've got nobody! Because of you, selfish ass. Fuck you. Fuck you! It's not about you. It's about the kid, assholes. Shame on all of you. I think it's wonderful that little girl has so many people around her that love her. But it sounds to me like y'all love yourselves a little bit more. You're serving yourself before you serve the kid. Cut the shit. Child should have never been put in a situation where she had had to deal with something like that now. She's not ready. Shame on you, shit for brains. You need professional guidance. Stop thinking for yourself. You're not smart enough. For the fucking letter. Dear Stan, I've been married to my husband for 34 years. 7 years ago, we retired to a little town in Oregon. I love the ocean, the area we are living in. There is so much to explore. I'm writing because since the pandemic, well, my husband has changed. He's addicted to the news 24/7. If I say anything to him about it, he gets defensive and says, hey, look, I told you when I retire, I'm going to sit in my recliner and watch TV, but I didn't take him literally. You should have. I'm going crazy now. I'm stuck in Oregon. I take my camera, I leave, I take my camera and go, but I can't do that 24/7. We have dogs to take care of, and I have no idea retirement is going to be so much damn work. I volunteered at the dog kennel, but had to quit because I hurt my shoulder.
Did you move to the Pacific Northwest a bit?
Please help me to cope or suggest how I can approach him without getting my head bitten off. I'm not getting the full story here, ma'am, and forgive me, but I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Okay, 34 years and 7 years ago, you retired. You retired 7 years ago. Great. You're on the Oregon coast. That is beautiful fucking country up there. Yeah. Sure as hell don't have a lack of water. I love the ocean, the area we're living in. There's so much to explore. I get it. Where's the problem? I'm writing because since the pandemic, my husband's changed. He's addicted to the news and just sits in his recliner all day. Didn't you just say you had a bunch of shit to explore? Go out and do something. Does your husband have to be attached to you all the time? No. Like I said, I went out and I played cards the other night, a clean house, and now I come home and I buy Mama a deep freeze. That's right, new deep freeze for Mama. I go play, she gets the rewards. Yeah, let's just hope I don't come back with crabs. Lady, sounds to me like you weren't ready to retire. So do something till you're ready to set on your ass too. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to wrap it up with the Stan the Joke Man Show. It's the property of Joke Man Productions, LLC, broadcasting from the Boys Room Studio here in Henrietta, America, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I am so proud of everybody that's tuning in all over the frickin' world. Google Chrome, Firefox, Spotify, Spotify Cash, iTunes, Apple, Amazon.
When are you going to go over and do YouTube?
No, you won't find me on YouTube. I ain't doing a video because I'm not interested in you seeing me. I'd like you to hear me. I've said it once and I'll say it again, folks. If you can't better yourself, there's no point in running anymore. Y'all burn your shit solid. I'll be back on Wednesday. Till then. Bye, con Dios, mi amigos. Look at old Trumpo. That's the way you do it. They're selling bath towels under DJT. The PSA ain't working. Fanny packs will do it. They're making money because chicks ain't free. Your crap ain't working. This is how we do it. But let me tell you, Republicans are dumb. Maybe they're gonna max out the family visa. Maybe steal some money from their mom. We got to sell Don's plaid pajama bottoms. Red, white, and blue socks and leggings. We got to move these Trump kitchen aprons. We got to move Trump's snowflake earrings. Oh, look at this. I want to buy Trump's little picnic basket. I want to buy Trump's bandana for my hair. Donald Trump is broke and needs some real quick cash. Wise horn crap everywhere. We got to move Trump credit card holders. Trump flip-flops, Turnberry key rings. We got to move Trump's cheesy gold sneakers. And Don Trump's knives for cheese. Oh, that's right.
Don't want my DJT.
Look at that.
Don't want my DJT.
Money for nothing.
Don't want my.
The chicks ain't
don't
free.
Don't want my DJT.
The money
don't
for nothing.
Want my, don't want my.
The chicks ain't
don't
free.
Want